On the live line with us this morning is Sean Steele, former chairman of the California Republican Committee. And good morning to you, Sean.
Morning, Pat. Good to hear you.
Good to talk to you, too. Yes, the rest of the day to yourself, as they say. It happened in San Diego over the weekend, the RNC convention. And I think it was expected that the Republicans would get together and formally endorse a candidate for governor here in the Golden State. But that didn't happen. And how come?
Well, we have, just like the Democrats, with the top two primaries,
right?
The voters, people in their own parties can't vote for their own candidates anymore. So now it's up to the parties to make a suggestion. The Democrats couldn't get Dianne Feinstein to be nominated.
Very true.
And so instead, she gets 37%, and her opponent, De Leon, gets 57%. So he almost got the endorsement. The threshold is 60%
and
parties.
Over, right. And so it seems...
It was close for John Cox, but you're right. The party didn't endorse. They did for other positions, but not for governor.
Well, one of the candidates, well, he was not a candidate for governor, but one of the candidates was led away from the building. Patrick Little is his name. He wants to run with the Republicans on a neo-Nazi platform for the Senate and was escorted away from the convention building or from the convention building itself this weekend.
Yeah, he didn't get very far. He's a recent Republican registered, has never been involved in the party, never been to a convention, never been seen, never been known by anybody. So he's just a little hateful anti-Semite, neo-Nazi. And so anybody that shows up like that, especially getting the kind of publicity he's been getting generated, he was spotted, identified, trying to register, and the security guards took him out. Nobody wanted him.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, a lot of other topics, I'm sure, discussed at the convention this weekend, including, I would imagine, the increasing opposition to California's state sanctuary law.
Well, the two big issues that's going to be the undoing of Democrats were almost enforced errors by the Democrats is the spectacular raise in gasoline prices.
Yeah.
And, you know, for rich people on the coast, no big deal. 12 cents a gallon, who cares? They don't even look at their credit cards. For working people, the so-called core constituency of the Democrats, which Donald Trump took away last election, but for working people, people that have to get up in the morning, drive long distances, it's a killer. And altogether, the gas taxes have exceeded, in the last year, 60 cents a gallon.
Well, listen, every time we do a story on the national average gas price, we are sort of hit in the face with the difference in California because of the taxes. Is there a viable effort taking place about the repeal of that gas tax?
Well, actually, the party, the Republicans, put together an entire initiative that would repeal these gas taxes that have now submitted 1 million signatures of ordinary Californians. It'll be on the ballot. You got to get at least twice as many signatures because the Democrat Secretary of State seems to be finding those signatures hard to verify.
Uh-huh.
We got twice as many. It's going to be on the ballot in November, so there'll be an abolition of these new gas taxes. That, along with the insane sanctuary laws, and the worst part of it is the one that's getting the most traction. One of the laws, Senate Bill, what they call Senate Bill 54, I hate those numbers. One law prohibits local police departments from cooperating with ICE. So when an illegal alien is in jail, many times a gang member, and they've either served their sentence or they're waiting for their jail for their trial, they're released temporarily. Historically, you give them to ICE because they're deportable. You've got gang members who are illegal aliens and who have hurt somebody. They're in jail. And now the law under the same guy, De Leon, who's running against Dianne Feinstein, now you've got laws that prohibit police from cooperating with ICE. So these gang members are being released into the communities. And who do they hurt? Do they hurt the coast? Do they hurt wealthy neighborhoods? Anybody in Marin County? No, they go back into the minority communities because these are gangsters. And two-thirds of these prisoners, statistically speaking, go back into the same kind of crime. They're back in jail in 3 years. Well, this horrible policy.
This is an issue that clearly has people have very strong reactions to it one way or another. And your Republicans in the minority on this issue in the state of California. And let's face it, Sean, it ain't easy being green. And it's not always easy to be a Republican in the very blue state of California. What are the most important issues for the party moving forward?
Well, I think the entire gasoline tax, public security, public safety. The bottom line is the hollowing out of the middle class. There's no question that the Democrats serve the wealthy elites in Silicon Valley, and Silicon Valley pays them, and they pay for much of the Democrat machinery. But California is number one in poverty. The highest percentage, higher than Mississippi, higher than Louisiana, the highest percentage of poor people is growing astonishingly, but not on the coast, on the inland areas.
Yeah,
the Central Valley, the farming community.
This all happening, Sean, even as California goes from being the sixth largest economy in the world to the fifth largest economy.
And it's great news for Zuckerberg. It's great news for Jeff Bezos. It's great news for the masters of the universe in Silicon Valley, where a room of maybe 500 square feet to rent for a month, it will cost you $3,000. Well, if you know a lot of people that can afford that, you're in a very special, rarefied crowd. But the vast majority of Californians, particularly the middle class, are being driven out. California is losing its middle class.
I agree. That Zuckerberg guy, he makes more money than I do, too. Sean, so glad to have you with us this morning. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you guys.
That is,
have
Sean.
Have a great day.
You
anyhow.
Too, babe. Yes, that's Sean Steele. He is the former chairman of the California Republican Committee, their convention this past weekend.